The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss how you can track and improve your virality and word of mouth marketing. Joining us is Will Fraser, who is the co-founder and CEO of Sasquatch. Sasquatch is a powerful loyalty, referral, and rewards platform built to strengthen your community of advocates and accelerate your revenue growth. So far this week, Will and I have talked about scaling and tracking word of mouth marketing. And yesterday we talked about the power of positivity and positive reinforcement in your marketing. Today we're going to wrap up our conversation talking about loyalty loops and how they drive growth. All right, here's the last part of my conversation with Will Fraser, co-founder and CEO at Sasquatch. Will, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me back, Ben.
Excited to continue our conversation again. We've covered a lot of ground talking about the referral methodology that Sasquatch uses, some of the language that helps drive user behavior, trying to keep it positive. And yesterday we talked about when to use the carrot and when to use the stick. At the end of the day, the psychology that we're applying in marketing and some of the technologies we're using for referrals and reward programs are all about building behaviors, loyalty loops, trying to drive growth. Talk to me about how you think about what a loyalty loop is and how it feeds into a company's growth.
You know, I think that the first thing we look at with a loyalty loop is that it's going to start with an existing customer. And I know that sounds super basic, but it is amazing to me how often people are trying to build what I think are really effective loyalty loops for people that have yet to buy into their company's vision, product, mission. And so that's the big thing we like to start with is like, let's find where those happy customers are. And then let's figure out how we're going to bring more people to them, to that same state. Now, when we're thinking about a loyalty loop, we're really looking at this idea of what are the key actions that you want someone to take inside of your business, inside of your product or service, and how are we going to get them to do that again? So this can start with the idea of kind of going back to yesterday, you know, yesterday's a little bit there, positive reinforcement. So what are those key drivers that we need and how am I going to prompt you to go ahead and to take that behavior? And what am I going to do that's going to actually convert you to do that? So that's the loyalty loop is all about what is the key behavior you're trying to drive? How are you going to engage that customer to do it again? And what are you going to give them as a reason to complete that loop? So really, loyalty is a euphemism for revenue optimization at its core when you break it down in a large org. And a loyalty loop is saying, how are we going to drive people to do the actions we need to grow the business?
It sounds so dirty when you talk about revenue optimization. Loyalty sounds so nice.
I know, right?
I want my customers to love me and stay with me. And I'm not just trying to gouge them and get as much money out of their pockets as I possibly can. I like the first version better.
I do too, but I think that sometimes when you talk about a loyalty loop, you have to be recognizing that the thing we're going to measure at the end of this is we're going to prove that there was more money made.
So talk to me about the different types of loyalty loops. You know, where are they placed? What are some of the classic examples? And what are some of the new ones that people might not have heard of?
So when we think about loyalty, we all think about what? Our credit card, getting your points on your credit card, or we think about loyalty programs in the grocery store. And these loops are pretty much almost exclusively focused on the checkout. So what is it that crossed the till? How much money crossed the card? Loyalty in its simplest sense is really triggered on spending for most orgs. Historically speaking, that was the point that companies could track. they couldn't track you sufficiently through the store or through anything else. And so spending was really the big thing. And so those loops would be like a cashback program we're talking about on a credit card. Those might be trying to get you to buy a certain type of product, maybe a store brand. You know, how are we going to get you points for that? But what's really interesting for me, at least, is that now loyalty loops have so much ability or so much of a broader range that you can apply them. You can look at these as product usage loyalty loops. So how am I going to encourage you to log in every day? How am I going to encourage you to share this, invite friends, those kind of things? They can go into actually encouraging you through, like I said, product usage, through spending habits, through out-of-app activities. But the biggest thing that we see is today you have the opportunity to create loyalty loops that encourage behavior that even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, was just untrackable. So how can you build a loyalty loop that drives people through every stage of your customer life cycle instead of just the checkout?
You're talking about moving the loyalty loops essentially up the marketing funnel, mostly with digital businesses. How do I get you to re-engage, get back to the top of the funnel? The first thing that comes to mind, I'm thinking of like the iPad games my kids play, and you know, they open up a game and it's like, hey, you get this one-time reward. Here's the extra life box or whatever that pops up because it's your first login of the day. So in theory, they think, I want to get that box. I'm going to log in tomorrow. I don't know if that actually works or not, but top of the funnel. Hey, just an incentive to get you to open up and start playing. Incentive to get you back onto our website. When you start thinking about driving people beyond just the top of the funnel, here's how you re-engage, but what's actually going to drive incremental purchases? Are there any revenue-driving loyalty loops that you can think of?
Absolutely. For us, one of the things that we'll look at, and this is, we'll call this as an ancillary to revenue, then we'll go right into revenue. But for a lot of organizations, the more they know about someone, the more they're able to tailor their revenue offers. So how do we drive a loyalty loop that gets you to keep telling us more about you? So how do I encourage you to fill out that part of your profile? How do I encourage you to set this setting that then in turn allows us to recommend the right product to you, allows us to drive your renewal rates? So that's one way we look at it. When you want to go straight to the revenue, I think one of the coolest things that you can see in a loyalty loop at the revenue point is just how granular you can get. We've probably all seen this, in all honesty, the idea of how do I get you from monthly to annual? It's really quite a basic starting point of a loyalty solution. But how do I continue to reward you for your months? Think about a streaming service for a second. Let's just kind of make up an example here. You're a streaming service subscriber and you keep subscribing and unsubscribing whenever new content comes out. And I've just said, actually, if you stay a customer for 12 months, we're going to give you access to the new hit show 2 weeks early. So how can I encourage you to break that bad habit that I don't like, which is canceling, signing up and canceling because I want to make more money. And in exchange, I'm going to give you something that might actually be entirely free, but I'm going to drive you into that behavior. And so those are some of those really cool things we think you can do nowadays where you can basically give away free rewards for the sake of driving very, very revenue positive actions.
I think there's a lot of ways to get creative. And my takeaway with all of the referral marketing rewards programs is the amount of data that's in app that we can collect and use, the triggers and the signals that are created are not just useful from a marketing perspective in terms of customer acquisition. I think most of us marketers think about collecting data in terms of who the customer is, and we don't think enough about what the customer behaviors are and try to mirror back from that. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to Mutinex.co. That's Mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. When you think about loyalty loops and you see this person has been on our fictitious streaming service for 12 months, is there a way to connect these from, hey, thank you, here's your incremental awards? How do you loop in your referral program? But then also, how do you take the data using that person and try to understand who they are and drive your customer acquisition efforts?
You've hit it on the head there that one of the biggest things you've got to look at today is you have all of this usage data. And usage data is exciting to the product team, but I think is ignored a lot by the marketing teams.
There's just too much of it.
And what can you do with it? In all honesty, a lot of marketing teams, they're lacking the tools and the ways to drive those results or drive those actions from there. So yeah, we look at this simply. We can track who's your best customer from whatever that is, a behavioral perspective or a revenue perspective. We want to track what exactly is it that's engaging them. So whether that's a content they're engaging or whether that's offers they're engaging. And then how do we spin those around and bring those customers back in? So one thing we'll find is that you might have three different types of offers you're trying. And you might find that actually the people who take offer A tend to be a better group for a long-term value than offer B. And so you learn that by targeting your existing customers who you knew about, you knew their history, you knew all of that. And now what you're doing is you're taking that same approach and you're bringing that out to the new acquisitions. So worked with one group, an airline, where what they discovered was that they were pushing these loyalty offers out to their audience every week, primarily because they had seats to fill, if we're honest, right? They had to acquire people to fill those seats. What they discovered after doing some really deep soul searching and data review is that they were filling seats, but they weren't actually increasing bottom line revenue. They were giving away seats to people who were going to be buying already. They were giving seats away to people who would never buy full price. There was all sorts of challenges. And what they did is they actually tried, we went and tested with each different group, or with our whole audience, I should say, what offers were resonating. And then we took a look at their purchase behaviors. And we said, okay, this group should not be getting offer B or C. They should only get offer A, because that actually drives revenue up when they purchase it. And so there's a huge opportunity to look at behavior, both purchase behavior and product behavior, to figure out what does a good customer look like, what offers are being used by those customers, and then bringing that back around to the acquisition side and saying, these are the kind of offers we want, because people who are attracted by those offers are good customers.
It's a never-ending challenge trying to understand who your customers are, trying to optimize their not only conversion rates, but their loyalty loops, figuring out the right products, mix, or services. As much as the marketers are always the first ones to go when the going gets tough, there is always a need for someone who understands what is happening with the customers, who they are, and so hopefully that keeps us all in a job. Will, I appreciate you coming on the show and talking to us a little bit about referral programs, rewards, consumer behaviors, driving loyalty and growth.
Thank you very much, Ben.
All right. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks to Will Fraser, co-founder and CEO of Sasquatch, for joining us. If you'd like to get in touch with Will, you can click on the link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is GetFraser, GetFraser, or you could visit his company's website, which is Sasquatch.com, SaaSquatch.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we've got summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests. You could subscribe to our once a week newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is martechpod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish episodes every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.